The Adventure of the Bruce Partington Plans. It was November 1895, and there was a thick yellow fog over London. From Monday to Thursday, I couldn't see the houses on the other side of Baker Street from my window. For 3 days, we stayed at home. On the fourth day, Holmes was becoming very bored. "Is there anything interesting in the newspaper, Watson?" he asked. There was news of a war and of a change of government, but I knew that Holmes wasn't interested in that. He wanted to hear about crimes. "Look out of the window, Watson," said Holmes. "It's very good weather for crimes. You could steal something expensive or murder someone and disappear into the fog. But nobody has done anything." Mrs. Hudson came into the room.
"There's a telegram for you," she said, giving it to Holmes.
Holmes read it and laughed loudly.
"Ha ha! It's from my brother Mycroft," he told me, showing me the telegram.
"I must see you about Cadogan West. I'm coming at once. Mycroft."
"Who's Cadogan West?" I asked. "I think that I've read the name somewhere."
"I don't know," said Holmes. "But if Mycroft is leaving his office, then it's something very important. Do you know what Mycroft does?"
"He works for the government," I said.
"Yes, he does a job for the British government that doesn't seem important, but he's at the centre of everything. I think that sometimes he is the government. Information comes to him from all parts of the government. He puts it all together. If someone important needs advice on a problem, they go to Mycroft. He can answer immediately and be sure that the government does the right thing. He's saved our country many times. But who is Cadogan West, and why is Mycroft interested in him?"
I picked up the newspaper again. "Here he is," I said. "Somebody found Cadogan West's dead body next to an underground train line on Tuesday morning."
"This is interesting, Watson. If my brother is worried by this death, it's important. But why is he worried?"
"I remember a little about it now. A man fell from a train and died. Nobody stole his money, and it seems that nobody killed him."
"There's some more here in the newspaper, Holmes," I told him. "He was 27 years old, he wasn't married, and he worked at Woolwich Arsenal."
"So he worked for the government at a place where they make huge guns and other war machines. That's why Mycroft is interested."
"West left Woolwich on Monday night," I continued, reading from the newspaper. "He was with his girlfriend, Miss Violet Westbury, until 7:30 in the evening. He left her suddenly in the street, but there was no argument between them. Then we know nothing until the next day. A man who works for the underground found West's body near the train line outside Aldgate Station."
"When did he find him?" Holmes asked.
"At 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning. It was at the end of the tunnel before the station. His head was badly crushed. Maybe he was on a train and then fell off, and that is how it got crushed."
"I see," said Holmes. "So the man fell from a train, or somebody pushed him. and we don't know if he was dead before or after he fell. Where did he get on the train?
We don't know, I said. He wasn't carrying a ticket.
He didn't have a ticket? You can't get on a train without a ticket. Did someone take it from him? Did they take any money or other things?
The police think that nothing was taken, I said, reading from the newspaper. He was carrying £2 and he had a bank book. That's how we know his name. He also had 2 tickets for the theatre in Woolwich for Monday evening and some papers from his work, I guess.
I have more questions, said Holmes. But here comes Mycroft to give us some answers.
Mycroft Holmes came into the room. He was with a police detective, Lestrade. We sometimes worked with Lestrade on our cases. Both men sat down and Mycroft started to speak.
This is all very difficult, Sherlock. I don't like to leave the office and go out into the fog, but it's very important for our country. Do you know what happened?
We've read the newspaper. What were the papers that West was carrying?
We don't want the newspapers to know what they are. They're the plans for the Bruce Partington submarine.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about this submarine, said Holmes.
It's very important, Sherlock, because the submarine will change war at sea for 100 years. The plans are a government secret. They are kept in a safe in an office at Woolwich Arsenal, and they must never leave the office. If someone needs to look at them, they have to go to the office and look at them there. Then the papers must be put back in the safe. But this young man had some of them. It's terrible.
But you got them back? Asked his brother.
No, Sherlock, said Mycroft. West took 10 papers. We found 7 papers on the body, but the other 3, the most important, have disappeared. I need your help, Sherlock. Why did Cadogan West take the papers? Where are they? How did he die? I've written down some of the important names and addresses for you. 2 people have a key to the safe. The first is Sir James Walter. He's the head of the Bruce Partington plans and the new submarine. He left the office at 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and the papers were in the safe. He took his key with him. He's worked for the government all his life, so I don't believe that he took the papers. His younger brother, Valentine, saw Sir James leave Woolwich in the afternoon, and he was at the house of Admiral Sinclair all evening. We've checked with Admiral Sinclair.
And who is the other man with a key? Said Holmes.
Mr. Sidney Johnson. He works in the office with the safe and helped write some of the papers. He's a quiet man of 40 and he's married with 5 children. He was at home all Monday evening and he had the key all the time. We checked this with his wife.
Who locked the plans into the safe that night? Asked Holmes.
Mr. Johnson.
But Cadogan West had the papers, said Holmes.
Yes, but how and why did he take them? Asked Mycroft.
He could sell them to a foreign government, said Holmes. He took the papers with a copy of the key.
3 copies, said Mycroft. You need keys to open the building, the office, and the safe.
He had copies of three keys, and he went to London to sell the plans.
I think, said Holmes, that he wanted to put the papers back in the safe early the next morning before anybody noticed, but he died before he got there. He was travelling back to Woolwich when he was killed and thrown out of the train.
Yes, said Mycroft, but he went to London to sell the papers. He agreed to meet someone from a foreign government, a spy. But why did he buy two theatre tickets for that evening?
That's one problem, said Holmes. Another problem is the meeting. West took 10 papers, but he was found with only 7. West met the spy, but he needed to bring the papers back before Tuesday morning. So where are the other 3? And if West stole the papers for money, where is it? He had only £2 with him.
Lestrade spoke for the first time.
I have an idea. West took the papers to sell them. He met the spy, but there was an argument about the money. Cadogan West left and started to go home. The spy followed him and killed him on the train. The spy took the 3 important papers and threw the body out of the train.
Why didn't Cadogan West have a ticket? Asked Holmes.
The ticket showed where Cadogan West started his journey. It was a clue that the spy didn't want us to have, so he took it.
I think that you're right, Lestrade, said Holmes. Cadogan West is dead, and the plans for the submarine are already in another country. What do you want us to do, Mycroft?
I want you to look at everything carefully, Sherlock, said Mycroft. I'm asking you to help your country because it needs you.
All right, said Holmes. I'll start with a visit to Aldgate Station. Lestrade, can you come with us? I'll tell you more this evening, Mycroft.
An hour later, Holmes, Lestrade and I were at Aldgate Station with a red-faced old man from the station.
We found the body here, he said, pointing. It was at the end of the tunnel outside the station. He fell at about midnight, we think.
Have you looked in the train? Was there a fight in it? Holmes asked.
We have looked, but there was no blood in the train, said the old man. We didn't find a ticket either, and we don't think that anyone opened a train door.
We've just heard something new, said Lestrade. We talked to a man who was on a train last night at about 11:40. At Aldgate Station, he heard a noise, maybe a body falling to the ground.
Holmes was looking at the tunnel.
There's a bend on the line here, he said. Are there a lot of bends on this line?
No, said the old man. From the centre of London, it's straight until here.
And was there a lot of blood on the ground?
No.
Then I need to look at the train, said Holmes.
You can't,
the red-faced man told him.
It's not here any more, and there was no blood in the train.
I don't want to look inside the train, said Holmes. But I think that we've finished here, Watson. Let's go to Woolwich. But first, Holmes wrote a telegram to his brother. Please send me a list of all the foreign spies in London with their addresses. Sherlock. The list will help, I think, Watson, said Holmes when we were on the train to Woolwich. I have another idea that may help too. I don't think that the man died in the train. He died somewhere else and came to Aldgate on the roof of the train. He fell off at Aldgate because of the bend.
He was on the roof? I asked.
Yes. There was no blood at Aldgate station. I'd like to see the roof of the train. Maybe there's blood there.
And that explains why he didn't have a ticket, I said. He never bought one.
Very good, Watson.
Holmes said nothing more until we arrived in Woolwich. We went first to Sir James Walter's home. There was less fog now, and we saw a large house with a beautiful garden. A servant came to the door.
Can we see Sir James? Asked Sherlock.
You want to see Sir James? Asked the servant. He died this morning. But please come in. You can talk to his brother, Valentine.
He took us into a sitting room where we met Sir James's younger brother, Valentine. He was crying, and it was difficult for him to speak.
It's this terrible Bruce Partington mystery, he said. My brother felt very bad about it.
We hoped that you could help us a little, said Holmes.
I can't. My brother talked to the police before he died. He knows that Cadogan West took the papers, but I know no more than that. I'm sorry, but I can't talk any more.
That's a surprise, said Holmes to me after we left the house. We don't know how Sir James died. Did he kill himself? But next we must visit the Wests. Cadogan West lived with his mother in a small house. The old woman couldn't help us, but his girlfriend, Miss Violet Westbury, was there.
I can't explain it, she told us, but I don't believe that Cadogan did anything wrong. He wasn't a spy. I don't believe that he sold government secrets to anyone.
Did he need money? Holmes asked.
No, he wasn't poor. We saved £500, and we wanted to have our wedding in a few months.
Was he worried about anything? Asked Holmes.
I think that he was, said Miss Westbury, but only for the last week. I asked him about it, but he didn't want to talk. It was a government secret.
Did he say anything more? Holmes said.
One evening he talked about foreign spies. If someone wants to pay money for the plans, he told me, it's easy to take them from the office.
Interesting, said Holmes. What happened on Monday evening?
We had tickets for the theatre. We were walking there, and the road goes past his office. Suddenly, he ran away into the fog.
Did he say anything? My friend asked.
Nothing.
Thank you for your help, said Holmes, and we left the house. A lot of clues point to the young man, said Holmes. He wanted to marry, so he needed money, and he talked to the girl about the plans. But let's go to his office.
But Holmes, why did he suddenly run away into the fog? I asked.
That's a very good question.
Mr. Sidney Johnson met us at the Woolwich Arsenal office. He was a thin man with glasses. He looked tired and worried.
This is bad, Mr. Holmes, he said. You know about Sir James?
Yes, we've been to his house.
It's terrible, said Johnson. Sir James and Cadogan West are both dead. I think that West took the papers,
but it's very hard to believe that. He was a good man.
When did the office close on Monday? Asked Holmes.
It closed at 5.
Did you lock it? Asked Holmes.
Yes, answered Johnson. I'm always the last to go home.
And where were the plans? Said Holmes.
In the safe. I put them there and locked it.
If you want to get to the papers, you need 3 keys, said Holmes.
Yes, said Johnson. You need the key to the building, the key to the office, and the key to the safe.
Only Sir James and you had those 3 keys.
Sir James had all 3. I only have the key to the safe. Sir James kept all his keys together on a ring.
And he took the keys to London? Asked Holmes.
That's right.
And you had your key all evening?
Yes, answered Johnson.
So we think that Cadogan West had a copy of the keys, said Holmes. But we haven't found them. Another question. Why did he take the plans? Why didn't he copy the plans in the office?
I don't know, answered Johnson. But nobody copied the plans. West had them with him.
And 3 papers are missing, said Holmes. Are they the most important ones?
Yes.
For a few minutes, Holmes looked at the safe and then the lock on the office door. Then we went outside and looked at the office window. There was a small tree outside the window, and it was broken in some places. Look, Watson. We can see that somebody walked here, said Holmes. Did he or she try to get in the window? That's very interesting. We got a little more information at Woolwich train station, where we talked to the man selling tickets. Do you know Mr. Cadogan West? Asked Holmes.
Yes, I know him, replied the man. He often catches a train here.
Did you see him on Monday evening?
Yes, he bought a ticket and caught a train at 8:15. He was hurrying, but I don't know why.
Then Holmes and I took a train back to London. This is not an easy case, Watson, said Holmes. Every clue makes it more difficult. But I have one idea. A foreign spy came to see Cadogan West. The spy wanted the plans, and he could pay a lot of money for them. Cadogan didn't want to help the man, but on Monday evening, West passed his office with his girlfriend, and he saw the spy in the fog. He ran after the man, saw him go through the window of his office, and watched him take the papers. The spy needed to take the papers because he could not make copies. He did not understand the plans. But why didn't Cadogan West stop the man? That's strange. He followed him, but we don't know where they went. Let's go back to Baker Street. We need the names and addresses of those foreign spies. I hope that Mycroft has sent them. Mycroft's message was waiting for us at Baker Street. There were 3 names and addresses of spies. Look at this, Watson, said Holmes. One of these men, Hugo Oberstein, was in London on Monday night, but he left on Tuesday morning. Let's begin with Mr. Oberstein. He lives in Kensington, 13 Caulfield Gardens. Look at the map. That road is very near the underground line. Remember, I think that Cadogan West's body was put on the roof of a train. We went first to Gloucester Road Underground Station in Kensington. A man at the station came to help us and we looked along the line.
Look, said Holmes.
The train doesn't go through a tunnel here and it goes very near the houses. From the train you can see that the windows are above the line. What road is that?
It's Caulfield Gardens, said the man from the station.
Do the trains ever stop under those windows? Asked Holmes.
Yes, if there's another train in the station, they wait there.
Thank you. Now, Watson, let's go and look at Caulfield Gardens. We left the station and walked along Caulfield Gardens. I don't think that he dropped the body from a bridge, said Holmes. It's too difficult. The train stopped under the window of number 13, and it was easy to put the body on the roof from there. But let's come back tonight when it's dark. At 10 o'clock that night, we went back to Caulfield Gardens. There are no lights on in the house, said Holmes. There's nobody home. Can we get in at the side? It took Holmes a few minutes to break open the side door. We could hear trains, and when we were inside, Holmes went straight to a window at the back of the house.
Look, Watson, he said.
There's blood under the window. But let's wait until a train stops. We didn't have to wait long until a train came out of the tunnel and stopped under the window. I reached out of the window and touched the roof of the train.
You're right, Holmes, I said.
Yes, but our work isn't finished. We need to find the missing papers and the people who took them. Let's look everywhere in the house and see if there are any clues. There was nothing in the living room or the bedroom, but there was a desk in a second bedroom. Holmes looked in the desk, and he didn't find anything interesting for a few minutes, but then he picked up some small pieces of paper.
Look at these, Watson.
These are advertisements that someone put into a newspaper.
Read them.
There were four advertisements. I hope to hear from you. Everything is agreed. Write to me, Piero. I need all the papers now, Piero. I can't wait. I need everything now. When can we meet, Piero? Monday night after 9. Knock twice. I will pay you when you give me what I need, Piero.
Do you understand, Watson?
Mr. Oberstein is Piero. He puts these advertisements in the newspaper and gives messages to somebody about the papers. But who is reading them? That's an easy problem. Let's go to the newspaper offices and put in an advertisement. The next morning, Mycroft, Holmes and Lestrade came to our flat after breakfast. We told them about our visits to Woolwich and to Mr. Oberstein's house in Kensington.
What will you do now, Sherlock? Asked Mycroft.
Have you seen Piero's advertisement today? Asked his brother.
No.
Here it is, said Holmes. Tonight, same time and same place. Knock twice. Very important. You're in danger if you don't come. Piero.
If he answers that, we can catch him, said Lestrade.
That's why I put it in the newspaper, said Holmes. Let's meet at Gloucester Road Station at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we all met at the station and walked to Caulfield Gardens. The side door of number 13 was open, but the house was still dark. We went in, sat down, and waited for the man in the sitting room. An hour passed, and then another. At 11 o'clock, Holmes turned his head.
"He's coming."
We heard a foot on the step, and then someone knocked twice. Holmes went to the front door and opened it. It was dark in the hall, and the visitor didn't see him. He came into the house and walked straight into the sitting room. Then he saw us and turned to run out, but Holmes caught him. He threw him into the room and closed the door behind him. The man looked at the four of us, and we looked at him. It was Valentine Walter.
"Watson," said Holmes, "this is a surprise."
"Who is he?" asked Mycroft.
"He's the younger brother of Sir James Walter," said Holmes.
"What are you doing here?" asked Valentine Walter. "I came here to see Mr. Oberstein."
"We know everything, Mr. Walter," said Holmes. "You needed money, so you made a copy of your brother's keys. You met Mr. Oberstein and used the newspaper to send messages. You went to the office on Monday night and took the papers. Cadogan West saw you and followed you to this house. But he didn't stop you because he knew that you were Sir James's brother. You murdered Cadogan West here."
"No, I didn't kill him," said Valentine Walter. "I took the papers because I needed £5,000. Cadogan West followed me to the door and Oberstein killed him. Then Oberstein looked at the papers. 'I don't need all these,' he said. 'I'll take the three important ones and put the other seven on the body of this young man. The police will think that he stole them.' Then we put the body on a train and I went home."
"And what happened with your brother?" asked Holmes.
"I think that he guessed. He saw me once with his keys. He thought that I was a spy, and it killed him."
"You'll go to prison," said Mycroft. "But if you help us now, you'll be in prison for a shorter time."
"How can I help?" Valentine Walter asked.
"Where are Oberstein and the papers?" asked Mycroft.
"He's at the Hotel du Louvre in Paris," said Valentine.
"Then write this letter to him," said Holmes. "Dear Sir, you have three very important papers, but you need one more. Without that paper, nobody can understand the others. I have found this paper, and you can have it for £500. I cannot leave the country now, but I'll meet you in the cafe at the Charing Cross Hotel on Saturday at 12 o'clock.
"I think that he'll come," said Holmes.
Oberstein did come. The police caught him at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and he still had all the papers with him. Oberstein was sent to prison for 15 years. Valentine Walter went to prison too, and died there after 2 years. Some weeks later, my friend Holmes went to Windsor for the day and came back with a beautiful gift. "A woman gave it to me," he said, "because I helped her and her country." He said no more, but I guessed that the woman was somebody very important.